And daf chavov amid aleph, oichlem achilas aroichutz lesuke. We hear in the Mishnah that one is permitted to eat an achilas aroichutz lesuke. Bekama achilas aroi. What is the shear of an achilas aroi? Omar Rav Yosef tarti oitlas. There's gersois of geiris bei and not geiris bei, but it means the same place as explains. It's two or three mouthfuls, which is two or three bei. It's a very interesting lotion, but either it's two or three. What is pshat two or three? If three is an achilas haroi, so it's three. So what's two or three? So the Gam Horovitz says, the Bemisin is a machlekes in the Gemara Erev in what the shir Erev is. The Erev is a shir of two sudas. So one man the Yama holds it's eight bayim, and one man the Yama holds it is six bayim. So if two sudas are eight or six, so one suda is three or four. So that's what Rabbi Yosef said. Rabbi Yosef said, if you hold that a shir suda is three bayim, so then it is two plus. That means, but it can't be three bayim, because three bayim already is a shir suda. So it could be in the two or two and a fraction, not three. If you hold that the shir suda is four bayim, so then one is permitted to eat whatever is still tlas bayim. It can't eat four bayim. So that's why he didn't want to get involved in this machlekes, but it will be totally in this machlekes. And that is a shir suda shalodam bainini. Omalei abaye vozimnin sagi in sagile linish bohochi vahavalei suda skva. So Abaye said that these shiurim, even though it is less than a suda bainini, but sometimes this is sufficient, and the person gets benefit from this two bayim, and he's out already. So we shouldn't look on bishlame by erevin. We need a shir suda of a suda beinini. You don't look at each person bazunda, but by sukkah, if he'll derive benefit from two bayim or three bayim of pas, so memela, so that should be also to eat chutz l'sukkah. Elo amar rabbayim kedetoyim bar beirav v'ayil l'kalo. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, tarti yaitlas, Rashi was in Geiris Bei, tarti yaitlas, shtayim o'sholish pomim, yitain l'soich piv. Two or three mouthfuls. Kedetoyim, so Abaye asked on that, kedetoyim bar beirav v'ayil l'kalo. Baboiker kshahilchem lebeis hamedrich, vidoyik shemo yimshechu imoshchu ashmuis, vitoyim maloi piv vishoises. So bar beirav, right away, right after davening, they went to learn. If he was afraid, shemo yimshechu ashmuis, that it might be a very long shear, so, and then he'll be very hungry, he'll pass the Zman Suda. Now the Zman Suda of Tamid Chomim is Shochamishes, Shoshishes, but it might be, who knows how long the shear might be, but Lidach he say he can't sit down now and eat, because the shear starting right away, right after davening, they went to learn. So, V'toyim V'loy Piv V'shoises. So he ate a mouthful, that means he ate a kebeyim. It is very interesting, In Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kufnun Hay, it's a very interesting lashon. Kaidem sheyelech lebeis hamedrash. It means it says right after the beis haknesses, after davening, you should go to the beis hamedrash. Kaidem sheyelech lebeis hamedrash, yuchal lechel pashaches im hu rogel boy. He's rogel to eat pashaches. He's permitted to eat it. Then it says, V'toyv sheyargel boy. And it's a good thing to be rogel, because the Gemara Baba Kama says the Gevaldike Maila of Pashachis, that it is a very healthy regilus. So, it's grad a bit more modern. I mean, the Gemara Baba Kama in Seif HaChoyvel, when the Gemara speaks about Pashachis, the Gemara says it's a very healthy Anhoge, one has koiches, someone doesn't get sick, and it's a moiridike zach. And the Makair of Par Shachris is our Gemara. And here it says, Grad, the reason they ate it was for a different reason. They were, that means if they were punctual there by the Shia, so there would be no necessity to eat it. But they weren't punctual. They got involved in a Shmua, who knows when the Shmua ended. So someone who was afraid, that was the ulterior motive why they ate this Pashachis, and this Pashachis is Taka Shikimeya, that's it. So, that's why he ate it. But it's an interesting thing. Here the Gemara seems only eaten for this purpose. And then in the Shulchan Aruch also he starts off, Misha Rogel, so he's Rogel, so it seems like he needs it. And then the Toiv Sheyargel, but then we say it's a good thing. That's Faket Medafa Zaytan. So why isn't that the legitimate reason for a Baal Beirav Taka to eat it? Seems that, perhaps we can say that there's a very interesting Yaivitz on Ovis. The Yaivitz on Ovis says that, the Gemara says that Malach is a very good thing. It's very healthy. The Gemara brings down, my Roim used to go and pick up, exercise is very good. And the Yaivitz says, Aloshin, B'yodi Bechachomim, they know it, but Tafel Pikein, they're not Nizer in it. So it seems Pshat is, I mean, the Talmid HaChachomim are, he says maybe that's the reason why they shakul by learning some exercise to do. But the Gemara says, the Godel Melochesh Machamim Es Aguf, it's a Gewaldike Sach. So what said Yodi Bechachomim, and they're not Nizer, Pshat is, yeah, that's Zichr, it's a healthy thing for the Guf, but they're so involved in learning that they didn't have time. Zich is a good thing for the goof, but the poshet, they didn't have time to take care of the goof. And the shem epsoyim Hashem or hashlach Hashem Yehovcha, that was their anhoge. So it could be this is pshat also. The bar beirav, that means it's zich is very, the pashachis is a very healthy thing, but again, it seems right after the loshnum shulchan aruch is, right after davening, they went to the Beis Medrash, and if you didn't go there quickly, some of you didn't have, there wasn't place there in the Beis Medrash, and then they started the shir right away. So really, they didn't have time for this. It's like a very good thing. No, the Bar Beirav, he had a different cheshbon. But maybe there'll be Nimshech the Shmua, then I'll be famished by then, so I won't be able to learn good then. Some of you had this already in his, so he chapped the rain now to eat. So that was his, that motivated him to chapa bais now. The healthy aspect of it, some of they were unable to keep up with their health. So the limut came first. Taisvis, tarti, aitlas, peish, begundlstein, mashalish, pom, and meeting, lesaych, piv. Murshil, belaz. Maybe it's a morsel, it's a, V'yesh svarim shekosov behem tarti tlas bei. V'akril echot, that a mouthful here means a bek, v'chol ha-kamon, gabi leimet evit yufte, darav yoysef v'abaye, d'shir beis ha-bliye kebeye. The Gemara says over there that yelati da beye chutz l'suke, so that's the Gemara to be medayik. I'm sorry, the Gemara's medayik that a beye you have to eat in the suke. So it's a kashan rav yosef. Rav yosef says you can eat two or three beim outside of the suke. It's a kashan abaye says you can eat a kebeye outside of the suke. So we see on kaponim that the chode is speaking about takashir beye. Save masik of the time tzuvim in the rabbono. Save masik of the time tzuvim in the one of yosel lekala. Shezem molei piv. The Hainu Kebeya, which is a Kebeya. Bashir Zedavke Bepas. This shir is Bepas, you're only permitted to eat a Beya. The Peri, Lavoy, Sukik, the Masak, Peg Basu, the Yume, the Kvadi, Tu, Kachilas, Are, the Pas. Look to Gemara Vaite, Tonda Rabbonon, Oichlen, Achilas, Aroi, Chutz, Lesuke. There's a difference between Achille and Shine. Achilas Arai is permissible, Chutzla Sukkah, that doesn't fall into the category of Dire. Teshuva came to do is only Machayev if it's as an Achila, a real Achila, a Biki Yeshiva Sasuka Achila Shti Yevashina, Rashi said in the beginning of Ayoshon, that means Achila Take. And Achila Saroi doesn't fall into the category of Achila. But Shinis Aroi is also. Bein Yeshenim Shinis Aroi Chutz Lasuk. Frag the Gemara, my time. What's the difference? That means if you need something which is kavuadik, so Shinis should also be mutter. Omar Ravashi, and says over here this was a Ravashi Hakadman, was not the, he was, that's why he was before Abaye. Omar Ravashi Gzeire Shema Yirda. So Ravashi said, you're right, Take. That means Meikar Adin, Shinis Aroi is also Mutter. Because it doesn't have a Teres Shin, it doesn't have a Teres Dire. No Gzeire Shema Yirdam, but Lamaise Shinis Aroi is also because he might, from the Shinis Aroi, he might get into a Shinis Kva. This is dangerous. This is not too controllable. So Mamela, they answered, Shinis Aroi, Otu, Shema Yirdam. Omale Abaye, Elohodisanye, Yoshin Odom, Shinis Aroi, Bitfilin. A person is permitted to sleep a Shinis Aroi, Bitfilin, Abaloi, Shinis Kva. So if you're telling me, that there's an Isser Shinis Aroi Besuke, Gzeire Shema Yirdam. So Mamela said there should be a Gzeire by Tfilin also. Shinis Aroi, Gzeire Shema Yirdam. Lecha Shema Yirdam. That was Abayis Kashe. Now this Vasemis says, Ksama Yirdike Kashe, because he doesn't understand Abayis Kashe. What will be if a person will be Nirdam? So by Suke, there's a dintesh who came to Dura. The Dira has to be, Nadira Zicha means Shinas Kva. So a Shinas Kva has to be in the Sukkah. So if he's going to sleep Chutzal the Sukkah, will be Oivar and Issa the Reise, but Mafla Mitzvah the Reise. But Shain came by Tfilin, what's the Issa to sleep in Tfilin? Shema Yafiach by Tfilin. So the whole thing, Shina Guf is an Issa Shema Yafiach. So the Rabbonon, Halzagzeire. So Memele, so could be they didn't ask a Shinis Aroi Shema Yirdam, because a Philobil Nildam would also only be an Isser the Rabbon. That's as far as Emes' Kashi. Omar Rav Yosef Berei de Rav Eloi B'Moisev Shinosei L'Acher. The speaking about that, Rav Yosef, Berei de Rav Eloi said the kash is a good kash. If we're goyzer, Shinas Aroi, Shema Yirdam, so that is applicable by Tfilin also. You're right. I state a Bereise, Yoshin Odom, Shinas Aroi, B'Tfilin. B'Moise, Shinas Elacherim. That means he tells someone, listen, I have to just sleep a Shinas Aroi, so make sure I won't be Nirdam. So that's an akim teistis. It's speaking about, so Tvilim Bemison is the same like Sukkah. Without a Shoyma, everything is also. With a Shoyma, everything is mutter. No, the Baraisa by Tvilim is speaking about with a Shoyma, and the Baraisa by Sukkah is speaking about without a Shoyma. Maskif Leirav Misharshia Alve Tzorich. How could a Shoyma help? The Shoyma is supposed to be watching you when you're sleeping, so it'll also fall asleep. That it doesn't pass the Shomer by sleeping, because in some sleeping is very catchy. If you'll be sleeping, you'll also decide to fall asleep. So that doesn't, Shomer doesn't help by this. Elo Omar Rabbe Bar Bachone Omar Rabbi Yechane Beminiach Roishoy Bein Birka Vaskina. That means Bemison, what Ravashi said, Shinas Arei Betzim is Mutter. No, it's only also Gzeire Shema Yirdam. So there's two types of Shinis Aroi. There's a Shinis Aroi that someone lays down on the bed. So this person, it's olo that he might get into a deep sleep already. But if a person is Menich Roishe Ben Birkov, so the most he'll have is a Shinis Aroi. So by tefillin it is speaking about, how we said, Shinus HaRoyz Mutter is speaking about Meiniach HaYishe Ben Birko. And by Sukkah we are speaking about that he's lying in bed. Rova Omar Ein Kva Lishine. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Yirdam Shema Techatfenu Shina B'Yishan Kva. And that already is also. Aboloi Shinas Kva by Tfilin Shema Yefiach Ben. So the Gemara said, how is it speaking about Shinas HaRoyim? Why is it Shinas HaRoyim? That means that Rabashi said there's a gzeira of Shema Yirda, and the gzeira only falls away in Roishe Ben Bilkov, and Rav is machadish as Roishe Ben Bilkov is also because of Ein Kval Lashine, and it could be that Roishe Ben Bilkov would be sufficient. We don't that mean Rav is machme. Rav says that Roishe Ben Bilkov is also. Because ain't kval shine. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, and we'll see why Rashi takeda say like this, L'shem yirdam loyche shine. He's chaylik in ganzen with Avashi. There's no shas of shem yirdam. Hilkach betfilin shori. So tfilin is all the time with this. Tfilin you're allowed to lay down in bed. For shine sarai. Aye, so why aren't you allowed to have a shine sarai by sukkah? By sukkah ain't a timer. The also shidus aroi lefisha ein kval shine ve'ein bo chilek ben kval aroi leinyan sukkah. There's no chilek ben kval aroi leinyan sukkah. Shein odom keveya atzmai leshine shepo'omim she'einei elo menamne me'at v'dayoy bekach hilkach zuhi shinosoi. So Rav said a merdeke chiddush that the gather of kva is not dependent in the action; it's dependent in the accomplishment. That means if a person is deriving benefit from a shinas haroi, so that's also mechayev besuke. And perhaps we could say that's why Rashi had to say that Rove is chaylik on Ravashi. And the Gemara before. Rashi says that there's no gzeira of Shema Yirdam. Rove holds there's no gzeira of Shema Yirdam. So memele, since there's no gzeira of Shema Yirdam, so memele a person is permitted to lie in a bed. So amafal pikein, besuke, this is also because maybe the shinas aray will be sufficient, and this is a dira that's mechuyev besukkah. It could be if Rava would also hold of the gzeira, so the whole oifen one is permitted to sleep in the sukkah would be roishay ben birkov, could be roishay ben birkov, afilu if this satisfies him, this would not be called a dira. That's mechuyev besukkah. Because lemaisa, it's an arois. Even though he's gaining benefit from it, even though he's gaining, he got oiskirut. But it could be that's not called dira. A person doesn't sleep like this. So therefore, Rashi had to say that Rove is chaylik on Ravashi. So we're speaking about. So one is permitted to sleep ashinas aroi in a bed. So then Rove says, you know, ashinas aroi in a bed, which will accomplish that he'll become oiskerut, so that is a shame dire, and that's also chutz l'suke. But perhaps, according to Rove, Roishe ben Birkov will take be mutter by suke. Because even though he'll gain benefit from it, but that's not called a dire, that's mechuyev besuke. Hilkach zui shinos, vigabi tvilin de taime shema yefiach bem, vilav mishum iser shine, there the iser is not shine, there the iser is yefiach, is benayim putali also, if they have foche. Let us see Taisvis. The Taisvis avoshines kva loy, vahoda mrinem beperik vametaimnem. So, we hear in the Bereise about loy shines kva, that shines kva is also. Abaye botan des Bereise hodes anye. Vahoda mine perik vametaimnem tfilin tzrichin gufnoki kelishe balkenofayim. That a person is only permitted to put on tefillin if he has the milas of Elisha Balkanafayim and the zehiras of Elisha Balkanafayim. V'omar Abaye. So Abaye said, what does this include? What does this mean? Shemo yefiach be. That means he has to have the zehiras that if he's holding by hafoche, he'll take off the tefillin. Then he's permitted to wear tefillin. The Rava Omar, and Rava says, there's another Zahiris he needs. Shalo Yishan Ben. They should make sure he shouldn't sleep. That means he should make sure that Afilu Eafoche Shaloi Midas should not come out from him. That was Rava's Chiddush. So now it would seem that Abaye isn't Chayish for Shine. So Tosh says, Lav the Shori Abaye Lishan, the Osar Abaye Gufe Oche. He brings down the Bereise. Even though he can't be Zoyer Bishine ke Elisha, Minichan kiven de Zoyer shle Yefiach, the Shine Gufa Aina Elekzeira Shema Yefiach. That means that Abaye said if a person cannot give us a guarantee that he won't fall asleep with the tefillin, Afopiken is permitted to wear tefillin. Allah, when he starts getting sleepy, he should take off the tefillin. But Al Kaponim about to say that he's not permitted to wear tefillin. If he cannot give us this guarantee, that we wouldn't say. The Losh Narashbiz and Shabbos, the Harbe Pomim Shein Odom Yochel Hamid Alatzmoy Shalay Yishan Ben. We're speaking about people who wore tefillin the whole day. They didn't sleep too much during the mesles. So, they can't be mamid alat mashal yishin them. Afal pikein, he's permitted to wear tefillin. Zok to Gemara weiter. Rova, yeah. Tony Chode, we learned three bereises. One bereise says, Yoshen Odom betfilin shinas aroi, avoloi shinas kva. Betanya idoch, that was the price we had before, bein kva, bein aroi is permissible. Betanya idoch, loi kva, veloi aroi. So the Gemara says, loi kash, ho denoket luhu biyodei. If he's holding the tefillin in his hand, so then a shinas aroi is also awesome, because he might drop the tefillin. Ha de man chibereish, if he's wearing the tefillin, so then the aloch is that shinas aroi is mutter, because the olis is al tzafoche, and shinas kva is also. Ha de pori sudre ilave. The third case that Rashi learns is speaking about, that he lay down, and he took off the tefillin, the next to him, and he covered them with a sudr. So then the tefillin shinas kva is also permissible. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Nokelu biyodei loy kvav loy aroi shema yiplu miyodei." They might pull out of his hand. The manchi bereishe aroi muter ukva osa shema yaviach. The pori sudri alayu einicham eitzel merashoyso. He put it next to his head. Ben kvav ben aroi is muter loy nitna toire lemalachei hashoyes. That means like this. He's going to sleep now, and he's going to sleep, there might be hafoche, and mistome, it's not as a bekovedik for the tefillin which are next to his head to be next to him, about kaponim, there's an inyan lo nitna teure la malachai ashores, and it seems there's an inyan of pori sudre alave. It seems that is like a part of sashtikul, just like it's brought down in Hilchis Mezuzah that one should cover a mezuzah b'makim shanoshim hilchis arumais. Just like this din, so there's a din kisui and the dover shebekdusha. So it seems when there'll be hafach over here, so there's also a din of al kaponim, he should cover al kaponim the tefillin, and then it's permissible. As leinitna teure lemalachei hashoris. Vikame shines aroi, toni romi ba yecheskel, kdei iluch meya amo. That is a shir of Shinas Aroi. It would seem from over here that, I mean, this is Lachaire, if the way we look at Shinas Aroi Lachaire, there's dargis in how deep the sleep is. Shema Yirdam is a deep sleep and less than that is not a deep sleep. The Gemara seems to say there's another cheshbin. That a hiluch of meya ama, that is a din. We don't cheshbin with we don't measure the deepness of the sleep or the lightness of the sleep. It's this man that's called a shinas aroi. If he fell asleep in the second vice, says about kaponim, this amount of sleep only has a din of shinas aroi. Mestama was speaking about Lagabi Afocha, also Mestama, so if he's only sleeping this amount of time, which is a short amount of time, so Memela, we don't have to clear for Afocha, Vaisdais. Tanya Nami Hochi, Hayoshin, but this is the Shir of Ashina Saroi, Hayoshin Betfilim, Veroye Keri, Eiches Beretzude, Veinoi, Eiches Bektitze. That we should take, let us see what Rashi says. V'ro keri, tzorech l'salkon meroishoi, ba'oid akeri olav. He should not continue wearing the tefillin. He's tomei, he's metunif, so memele he should take off the tefillin. So the Baraisa says that he should not be, he should be oiches the ritsue, that's the bottom. Tfus meishavon uritzuan. This is the tfus that you put the parshis in, the ritzua goes through. But daim lebe meseches gitten ban ezokin arboim so ktsutzei tfilin. This well is no shaykhis to what we said before, the din of meyama. The ray will be from the chachamim. But al kaponim, so I just wanted to be ma'ire. Rashi says, Tzorich l'salkon meiroishoi. That's very interesting. Why does Rashi say that only the tefillin shall roish? Chalzap samod l'loshen. Salkon meiroishoi. Rashi means the four batim, aloshen rabim. Salkon meiroishoi. But Rashi only mentions the tefillin shall roish. And the tefillin shall yad, would seem from Rashi, that one is permitted to leave on. In the Mechaber, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Simimem, Lo Yoichaz, but what it says, this din, that if he was Yoshan Vero Keri, Lo Yoichaz Bebatim, he shouldn't hold on to the Batim, and he should take off with Ritzu. So Vais is thinking about two Batim. Vais is the Rehitis Loshan of Shulchan Aruch would seem to take off the Tfilon Shoyad also. That's one Ha'ore. Then he had a second Ha'ore, the Mishneh Brura Sharatzin brings down in Simen Kufnun Dalit. Let's understand this halacha. He's not permitted to hold the batim. He's permitted to hold the ritzuas. He takes it off with the ritzuas. So we see from this that the ritzuas have a lesser kedusha than the batim. So therefore, he should take off the tefillin, but don't hold the batim. Hold the ritzuas. So, the Sharetzin and Simen Kufnun Dalitz, if Kotten Zayin, brings the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim says as follows, that by Tvilin Shel Rosh, that it batim are Gufa Kedusha. The Ritzuis are Tashmishek Kedusha. By Tvilin Shel Yad, the Prima Godim declares maybe the batim are also Tashmishek Kedusha. The Stama the Chilik is by Tvilin Shel Rosh is a Shin, so maybe that the Shin is maybe a Chilik from the Shem Shakai. But by Tvilin Shel Rosh, it's called Gufa Kedusha, the Prima Godim says. And by Tvilin Shel Yad is Mesubik, maybe it's only called Tashmishe Kedusha. So perhaps, so I thought that here it says that you don't touch the Batim, you touch the Ritzuis. So I thought, oh, this is the Haraya, that the Ritzuis are greener than the Batim. So, Psahor and the Prima Godim. Then I have to, Rashi says, we're talking about the Tvilin Shel Rosh. So by the Tvilin Shel Rosh, it's Takazoi, that the Batim are Gufa Kedusha, and the Ritzuis are Tashmishe Kedusha. Yeah. Rabbi Chachamim Oimrim, Yoshan Odom betvilin Shinas Aroi, Avoloi Shinas Kva. The Chachamim say, now it seems there's a flow in the Baraisa, it would seem that Tanakama holds, Hayoshan betvilin Veroye Keri Oiches Beretsue, that means the Tanakama holds you're allowed to be Yoshan betvilin, and the Chachamim say, Yoshan Odom betvilin Shinas Aroi, Avoloi Shinas Kva, Vekama Shinas Aroi, Kedei Hiloch Meya Am. Yeah. Let's go further. Omar Rav also lo odom lishin beyoim yoiser mishinas hasus. A person is not permitted to sleep by day more than shinas hasus. Now, what is shinas hasus? We'll see shinas hasus is shitin nishmi. We'll see in a minute. V'kama shinas hasus shitin nishmi. 60 breaths of the horse. Now the Bi'ur Halacha in Siman Dalet Sifta Zayin brings down a three-way machlokes what the shir of Shitin Nishmin is. One day it holds it's 3 hours, one day it holds it's 30, a little bit more than 30 minutes, and one day it holds it's more than 3 minutes. Al Kaponim, so whatever pshat is, whatever, as the Rav says, also Lodom Lishin Beyoyim Yesem Mishinas Asus. V'kamo Shinas Asus, Shitin Nishmin. Oba Rabbaye, Shnosei Demar, Rabbe slept Kiderav. That means Rabbe was madrich himself, that he shouldn't sleep more than Rav used to sleep. Uderav Kiderebi, and Rav got his anhoge from Rebbe. Uderebi Kidedovid. Udedovid Kidesusya. Udesusya Shitin Nishmi. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Lishin Bayoin, Mipnei Bittul Torah. So as Emma says, he doesn't understand this. What is Pshat, Mipnei Bittul Torah? What is the difference between Yoim and Laila? Din to sleep by Yoim, Mipnei Bittul Torah. So he says, others say, because the Chiv Limud HaTorah is more by Yoim than by Laila. He says he doesn't know where they got this from. He doesn't understand this. But Yoim ibn Bittul Teire, the Ma Rabba Banachmeni Kerav, the Mimenu Lomad Midashinosi Shayoshan Rabba Yoim Keshirase, the Rav Kerebi, the Rav Lomdo Merabeno Hakodish Shegodol Etzloi, the Rebbe Kedovid Kachkibo Meavoisav Shuzu Oiso Shinas Dovid Melach Yisrael. Shitin Nishmin. Now, the Gemara says later something which is also difficult to understand. Abaya avinayim kidema'ayil mipumpedise lebeikuvi. Abaya slept, he wasn't Isis on this madrege, so he slept the time it takes to go from pumpedise to beikuvi. Kori alei Rav Yosef ad mosai otzol tishka av mosai tokam ishnoscha. So Rav Yosef, it was very critical about Abaya's anhoge. Now Rashi says, "Kmeyal mi pumpedisa lebeikuvi, the meforish b'mokim acher, the have shita parsi." Now this is a shrek. Shita parsi, a parse is 4 mil. A meal is 18 minutes. So Shita Parsi comes out, it's 7 hours and 12 minutes. Zachashrek. So this was, now we understand what Rabbi Yosef at Ketayne, this was by day. I mean, if that was, if it was learned by Yoim, this is the Hemshech and the Gemara, also La'odam Lishin by Yoim, Yosef Mishinas Hasus, and now the Gemara says, Nabaye slept Shita Parsi. It's also very difficult to understand. So says, Asemis is mitzadid, that it could be by Yoim, Rashi doesn't seem to say like this. By Yoim means in a 24-hour period. One is not permitted, because we end up with David Bechlal didn't, there was Menamnem Kisus, Tul Chatzais, and by Chatzais already is Chatzis La'alokum Hoidislach. So he wants to say by Yoim could be is in a 24-hour period. They slept Kishinas Hasus. And Abaye slept 7 hours and 12 minutes. That Rabbi Yosef had a time in him. That's a little too long. Maybe 6 hours. Based on Bismaneinu, Mestama is Mestama. They bring down from the stipler that between 7 and 8 hours, one should sleep. The Taz in Ebenezer says Pshat in the Posik, God is Vakert V'chazal Darshan, Abok Aponim Azizuk the Taz, he says Pshat, that a person who sleeps little, so he has more time. That's true, he has more time to learn, but Le'idach Gisa, his head isn't as clear, and he's more nervous, so he gains and he loses. So he says, that's Pshat in Posik, Shav Lachem Mashkimekum, May achre sheves, you wake up early, you go to sleep late, oichli lechem atzavim, ken yitin li didei shayne, ebishte ken vashteim eshlof toichit, ken mechavu l'shem shemayim. So, I remember in my bocher sheyorim, once Rabbi Yankiv Zechayin Lebroche told me, it was morning for me, I should sleep more, so he told me the Rambam says that a person says, I should sleep 8 hours. So I was a mechutzav, I said that the Rambam is speaking about a balabos. He's not speaking about a balabos. I said, a balabos. But Rabbi Yankiv said, nein, it's a yedereina. So al kaponim is man chazal. I know there was a maise that a younger man was not sleeping too much. And that he brings the raya from the goyin. So Rabbi Yankiv told him, you don't know if the goyin ate, the goyin was a strong person. He was physically strong. If he was able to get away with 2 hours of sleep in a meslas, he was physically strong. To the previous deiris, so kaponim. I mean, here we're speaking about the deiris of Rishonim. Zog the Gemara weiter, Tana Rabbono, Hanichnas Lishin B'Yoyim. A person wants to sleep by day, and it's speaking about Ashinas Aroi. We'll see in Rashi. Rotza Choyleitz, Rotza Meiniach. So if he wants, he can take off his tefillin, and if he wants, he can put on his tefillin. Balaylo, if he wants to go and sleep, Ashinas Aroi by night, Choyleitz ve'enei meniach. Here he has to take off the tefillin. Even if he wants to sleep, Ashinas Aroi by night, but since night is as man already from Shinas Kva, so memele, we will not permit him to sleep, Ashinas Aroi by night. So he has to take off the tefillin. Divrei Rav Nos. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Hayelodim Lo'olam Chilzim. Yelodim Afilu by day, they're also Chilz. Ve'eino Menichim, they're not permitted to brand Tfilim by Yeshine Saroi, Bibnei Sheregilim Betume. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Hanichnas Lishon, She'ein Kavanose Elo Lishon. That's all he wants to do. Ve'eino Mahar Elo Dovarach, he has no other intentions. Rotzo Chilz Tfilim, Rotze meniach, lefishe b'yoyim ein darke l'shamish im ishtoi. So maybe there's no shash, he might do this. V'loi lishen kva. So maybe the only meduber is shines aroi. So if he wants, he can put on tefillin then. Balayla choylet, afilu l'shine saroi, dilme mimlach v'yoshem kva. Maybe he'll change his mind. Hayelodim bocherim, lo'oylam choylzim, v'afilu bayoim, shirigilim betume, kasal kedaitoch, shemo yiru keri, shiru motzi behem, sumemeilem. So therefore, Abyeisi said, they're not permitted to be meniach tefillin afilu ashinis aroi bayoim, because sheregilim betume shema yiru keri. That's what the Gemara's have a meaning. Frak the Gemara leimer kesover Abyeisi bal keri osel aniach tefillin. So it comes out, if he asks yelodim to put on tefillin shema yiru keri. So my mail is a comes a Rabbi Yossi also about Kerry is also a niech tefillin. So the Rashi lehme kesov a Rabbi Yossi mi boilon le mevet kevosai. So that comes out that's shalochi kemoise b'roi mekoimis the kaim lo nebu keimoi. So the Sfas Emes asks on this Gemara, he says he doesn't understand the Gemara. If a Balkeri is, Balkeri also a niech tefillin, mutal a niech tefillin means that a person was a Balkeri 10 days ago, And he didn't toivel himself, so is he permitted to wear tum? He's not permitted to wear tum. Okay, that's a shaila, if there is such an issa. Rabbi Yossi said something else. Rabbi Yossi said that a person is not permitted to put on tefillin if he'll be roye keri achshem. That's not a bal keri. That means this is, that means now is guf is metunev, this is a bizoyin to the tefillin. This Rabbi Yossi said. How did the Gemara jump to the conclusion that if Rabbi Yossi asks Yolodim to wear tefillin, Shema Yiru Keri is a guy old about Keri is also a near tefillin. Meir di Kikasha. Omar Rabbi, Sabai said no, about Keri is mutter to wear tefillin. And Memele, so Bochim would be allowed to wear tefillin. I feel a Shema Yiru Keri. No, be Yolodim and Nishayseyem, Imoem Askinon, Shemo yavoyu l'dei hergul dovo. That there might be, even though they didn't have intentions, b'shas nichnes lishan, they didn't have intentions to be mishamish mitosam, says Bayoim, afalpikein, one can never know that they might come to be mishamish mitosam with the tefillin, so therefore they should take off the tefillin. Rashi sheshemo yavoyu, v'hovadai osa levazoison, Linig behen linig bu kalos roish. This is a kalos roish to be mishamish betvillin. So this Fas Emes says that here we have a machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama and Nichnas Lishan. Are you geyser by Yelodim Shema Yishamish mitosei? That's the Psegzeire. And then we have Balayla, the Tanakhama says, Hanichnes Lishin, Shemo, maybe he'll, since it's a man Shinis Kva, maybe he might come with a Shinis Kva. So the Svasema says, from this Rashi, according to Abaye we had before, that Shinis Arai is only Mutter Betvillin, Beroyshei Bein Birkov. That was what Abaye said. So he said, if Beroyshei Bein Birkov, so then the whole thing doesn't make any sense. By Yelodim, Ishtayimoy, so Beroyshei Bein Birkov, this is not all to happen. The Pashtis Tanichnes Lishin Vaistachos, he's going into bed for Shinas Aroy. That's what he's doing. Same thing in Balailitz also. Because maybe by Beroyshei Kvav, or Beroyshei Bein Birkov, there should be a Chilgut in Yom Valaila. So he says that was the Makir of Rashi to say that Rav Al Kaponim does not hold of the Chshash Bechlal of Shema Yirdam. In Alibe de Rove, it is permissible Lishin Al Mitosei by Yoim Ashines Aroi. He wasn't going to Shema Yirdam. Tana Rabon, Shochach Vishimesh Mitosei Betvillim, Eine Oiches Loiber Tzue, Veloibek Tzitze, Ache Yitol Yodov, Veyitlein. Ibn Shayadayim Askoni Yisayim. Askoni Yisayim Vishema Nogu Bimokim Hatinaifis. So Tema says, Pshat, maybe what became Metunif with Shikva Zera, and the Shabish Al Yodov, so that is an Isser, Afilo Liga Beretsuis. before when we spoke about Ro Keri, so that Benat Chayish, that was Nitnefu Yodot, so it's permitted to be Oiches Beretzuas. But here, Shimish Mitosi, we're afraid that Yedayin Maskoni, as Rashi says, Bishem Anoga Mokmatinaifis, and Amela, here it is Osar Afilum Liga Beretzuas. Let us see Taisvis Anamed Aleph. Hayoshen Betfilin, Mitoich Haloshen Mashmed Rab Yaakov Shori Afilu Shinas Kvar. Ilavochi Bamai Pligi. This is Machloikas here. Bechomi Moimim Yoshem Odom Betfilin Shinas Aroi. And he says, Hayoshen Betfilin, so. Yeshloime, and that's very modern, the Kulamoide Bishinas Kvada also. Upligi bimilsi drabnosen de besamuch. The shori lishan betfilim beyoim, ashinas haroi, shein darkoi lishan shinas kva. Because a person doesn't sleep ashinas kva. Ubalaila choilets, afilu lishinas haroi, dulme mimlech biyoshen shinas kva. Rab Yaakov lechayish dulme mimlech. So memele, so Rab Yaakov is speaking about balaila, that is permitted to biyoshen ashinas Arai, Balaila. And that what it seems it's a Shinas Kva, I mean, it seems because they say, the Meram says Pshat and Toisvis, that Ramnosen holds that you could only sleep a Shinas Arai, Bizman She Yeshenim Shinas Arai, that means Bayoim. But Balaila, which is Azman of Shinas Kva, it's also to sleep with Tfilin. Tfilin Lashem Aroi. Rabbi Yaakov holds, afilu bizman she yishenim shines kva, it's also permitted to sleep a yishines aroi. That's how the Maram says pshat and taisvis. So the Mishnah weiter, maise vehiviu loy l'Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lite mesatavsho l'Rabbi Gamliel shtei kaisveis adli shalmayim v'omru helum l'sukim. And they said they should bring it into the sukkah. They did not want to eat an achilas arei chutz l'sukkah. Shenosno le Rabbi Tzodik oichol, they gave to Rabbi Tzodik a machol poches mikabeye, netolei b'mape, he took it, b'mape, he was keirich mape al yodov, v'och loi chutz l'sukkah, v'loi birich achov. So three kulis, he did not make netilas yadayim, he did not eat it in the sukkah, he did not bench. Oichel poches mikabeye, machel poches mikabeye. Netolei b'mape, loinot al yodov, elo korach b'mape yodov, mishum nekiyis. The kosova, so Rashi is a kasher. What's pshat in this korach b'mape yodov? So we'll see, because he holds, there's no chiv in the tilam poches mikabeye. So why was korach b'mape yodov? Something else cleanliness. The kosova poches mikabeye lebo netil shedai. Leiboy sukkim, leiboy birchas amozin la'achav. Birchas amozin, the dorish kerab Yehuda, v'achalto, v'savoto, v'rachto, achilo, sheyesh bo sviyo, v'haynu kebeyim. That is dafka kebeyim. Avol, lefonov, b'chol doboy broche, shreinene, v'osolonis, b'ilu mazeh, b'loy broche. Fregt de gemore, meise lister, so we started off the previous Mishnah said Oichel Nachilas Aroi Chutz L'Sukkah. Then he brings down that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ate it in the Sukkah. Av Degmarich Chsuri Mechzer Emochitari. In Bola Hachmer Alatzmoi. If he wants to be Machmer, Machmer is permitted to be Machmer. The Lesbei Mishum Yuaro. This is not Gaive. This is a mocking for this. Maisenami, if you let Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai litem as a tafshol, and liu shnei koisves, and liu shamai, and omru helum lesukim. Shenosnu loy le Rabbi Tzodek, oichul poches mikebeyem, netoloi bemape, v'ochle chutz lesuke, v'loi birech achov. The tumor hokebeye, vayistay, so would have been a kebeye. All these three on hoges, well, because it was less than a bay. Okay, bay, boy, suke. Laimit have it tufted the Rav Yosef Abaye. Rabbi Yosef said you're permitted to eat two or three bayim. Abaye said you're permitted to eat a bayah chutz l'sukkot achilas haroi. And here it would seem that avke pochus mikabay is permissible. And the Gemara dilma pochus mikabay netil abrocha loy boy. I mean, that what we said was pochus mikabay, that was a reason why it didn't need netila. That was a reason it didn't need bichas hamozim. Okay, boy netila abrocha. But sukkot could be a kabay is also mutter chutz l'sukkot to more than a kabay. But al kaponim, it's so it's no cash on them. Rashi Maisa lista b'chider hamadabrim lo v'yachad devrei Maisa asoisa devrei d'utani reisha oichlin b'shoisin aroi chutz l'sukim. Maybe Maisa d'leti mistapshel tzorich sukim. Orchigasin in emtav tiyufta d'Rabbi Yosef d'om alael tarti tlas. That you could eat two or three bayim chutz l'sukim. Abaye d'omer k'detoyim bar beirat, and you could bay the chibaye oichel anechel b'yachas. You could have minifek basra d'yumim mikol oichel o'shaye yochel. Okay, he says, no, the deek is okay, bay, boy, until you die in the broch, I will suke for the kebay and I'm eloi. Okay, suke does not, even a bay doesn't need a suke. Let us see Taisus. Netoloi be mape, perish be kuntres, mishum nekias. Rashi era kashe, if pochus me kebay does not need netilas your dimes, why was he kairich mape? So Rashi said, also nekias. So bechinom perish came. The Rabbi Tzodik Koyin Habe, Kedemuchak Perk Mishemesoy. Besoy Perk Kopsulia Mekdoshim. Number one. He was a Koyin. So what? For Yeoichel Altaris Trumen. So he ate his Chulin Altaris Trumen. Vi Yodayim Shnias Hain. And Stam Yodayim Shnias, a Poisle says a Trumen. In the Pasel's Trumen. Shezu he Achas miyutches dova the pekama de Shabbos that Yedayim will passel tume and dafilu pochus mikibaye mekabel tume and now pochus mikibaye is also mekabel tume. Kedemucha perik sheini de meseches taras the snan ein beikibaye utomei vahakel tohayim. Let us understand what Taisvus is saying. Let's go backwards. Taisvus says pochus mikibaye is mekabel tume. Taisus found this in the Mishnah in Taras. The Mishnah in Taras is speaking about that the Isha that was Kovish, a Yerek Bikteira, and there were some leaves that were out of the Kteira, some leaves in the Kteira. So it says over there that if she touched a leaf that was less than a Kebeya out of the Kteira, so that leaf became Tomei. But it is not metama the rest of the leaves, because apochus mikabeya is not metama acher. That's what Taisus found over there. But al kaponim, yadayim, stam yadayim, which are shnias latume, are poiseles atrume. They're speaking about trume. Now, the Rabbi Kebeger, Mesechtes Yume, explains this Taisus as follows. There are two inyonim. There's an inyon, atakonas chazal, at Chazal and Mesakin, that one is Mechuyev to be Neutl Yodov before he eats pas. What's the reason for this takone? Srach Trume, the Gemara says. The gather of Srach Trume was, since Kahanim, the pas of Kahanim, was usually Trume, so they said everyone has to wash their hands. Now, this takone, because Hakayin Zich has to wash his hands if he's eating Trume, because Tam Yadayim is Paisel as a Trume. So they said everyone should wash their hands. Now this takone was only if a person eats a kebeya of pas. What's the inyan of kebeya? So the kebeya says, because a kebeya is mekabel tumen min ha-toyre. Pochus mekebeya is mekabel tumen min ha-rabbono. So when Chazal made this whole takone, they made this whole takone that everyone has to wash, that was dafke, the takone was that you have to wash on a machel that's mekabel tumen min ha-toyre. That was the takone. So there was a takon. When Chazal made a takon that you have to wash, then you can't make dreidlich with keurig b'mape. That means Chazal said you should wash. If you're able to wash, you may chuyiv to wash. If a person is no mayim, then there's eitzes of neutral b'mape. But like this, you may chuyiv to wash. That's when there's a takon to wash. Pachas mikebeye, they never made a takon to wash. So finish. So there's no reason b'chlal to wash. There's no takon in nothing. Now, Rav Tzadik was a Kohen, and he was machmer, he ate all his chulin al paris trumen. Now that's, there's no takonis on this, that was his chumrin. But he was noig that the chulin that he ate, he was noig all the zehiris that is necessary to apply when one eats trume, so he applied this with chulin. Now if he ate, let's jump for 1 minute, well, if he would eat trume pochus mike, so he wouldn't be permitted to touch the tume because midrabbonon pachas mikveh is mekabel tume. So he would be, he wouldn't touch the pachas mikveh. So therefore, when he ate chulin altaris tume, he also didn't touch. But since there was no special takona over here, there was no takona, this whole thing was chulin. It was a chumra of Rav Tzadik. So since there was no takona, and only his chumre, so he was yaitz his chumre by being koirich b'mape. So by covering his hands, he's also not touching it. That is how Tosfos learns pshat in our Mishnah. That means according to his chumre, that he was noig, that he ate chulon al taras trume, so he's not permitted to touch the apochas mekebeya, because he'll be metamed, because apochas mekebeya of trume is mekabel trume midarabonum. So therefore he was koirich b'mape. V'loy birech achrov, he did not make a brocha achrov, he did not bench. Sover lo ke Rabbi Yehuda, de beperik shloyshe sha'ochlu, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, de dorish v'achalto v'savoto v'erachto achile sheyesh bo svir. Da hainu kebeya. That means he only bench if it was achile sheyesh bo svir. V'rameya polik, v'om adem evolchem v'kezayit. V'nire, so we see Rav Tzadik holds like Rav Yehuda. V'nire aloche kevosei, we pass like Rameh. Now, where do we see this? Demrine perkeitze mevorchem omer abchiyah barabe, ani ra'isi es Rav Yochanan, she'ochel zayis meliach, he ate a pickled, a salted olive, ubirich olav tchila besoy. Now, he ate one zayis, and he ate a broch achoyne. Now, the broch achoyne was a me'ein sholish. Now, me'ein sholish is equivalent to birchas hamazon. That's equivalent to birchas hamazon. And we see that he made a me'ein sholish on a zayit. So that's like Rameya. V'oid amrina perik shloisha she'ochlu amar abchiyah barabam yechne lo'ilam eni moitzi rabam yedei chevosam ad she'yoichol kezayis. That means that if a person wants to eat, that let's say everyone was eating and they were mechabit him in birchas hamazon, and he's moitzi the oilam, so he at least has to eat a kezayis in order to be meitzi them. So that means he has to make a birchas asak. Upon him, you see that you need a kezayis in order to make a birchas hamozen. He has to be bechuyiv in birchas hamozen in order to be meitzi acherim. So we see with a kezayis you bechuyiv in birchas hamozen. That's only according to Rameya. The chen omer Rav Huna bar Yehuda mishmeidera mitoicha Yerushalmi mashme de beber yeloi bidin kezayis. Yerushalmi would seem that a berye, a person ate a berye, he does not, even it's less than a kezayis, you also make a brocha chayinim. That filo preda acha shel onav, a preda acha shel rimoin, one grape, or one part of a pomegranate, to une, or one seed of a pomegranate, to une brocha lefaner lachel. That's what we see in the Yerushalmi, that a berye is a besundere chashibis. Vach isa bi Yerushalmi bereish keitzem mebochim. Rabbi Yochanan nosav zeis. Rabbi Yochanan took a zayis uberach lafono v'lach. He made a brocha rishon, a brocha chayin. V'havi Rabbi Chiya bar Abba mistakel bei. And Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was looking at him. V'omale Rabbi Yochanan, bavlo, mat mistakel bei. What are you looking? Les loch kol shu mimin shivetoim brocha lafono v'lach. What are you looking? What did I do wrong? Made a brocha rishon and a brocha main sholish. Islay, that he also holds. Umatz richalay mibnei shagari nosay mematosay. So he was looking because he didn't have a shir zayas, because the pit, there's oichel less than a zayas. So the taka problem. But less than Rabbi Yochanan shagari nosay mematosay. Ma ovid le Rabbi Yochanan. What taka was pshat Rabbi Yochanan? Mishum berye. Milsed Rabbi Yochanan Amro, shekene afilo prey da acha shalono, we prey da acha shalrimen, shitun abroche lefono v'lach. So, my mail is, I see from the Yerushalmi, that even though There's a shir zayis. To make a bracha choyne, but here's a shiva. So a berye, you make a bracha choyne for lo pachas mika zayis. Ubashah shalonu yesh ke ein maise ze perikets at mavoch. The Omar Abchi Baraba, and here is his Rabbi Yechon, and shochu zayis meliach, and berich of tchilu v'soif. Omar le Rabbi Yirmir, and abzeire, heiche boch Rabbi Yechon, and a zayis meliach. How can he make a bracha choyne and a zayis meliach, given the shokli garinise, since he took out the pit, botzalei sheyure, omalei, so Rabchi answered, mi sovres ke zayis godl binen, you think the sheer ke zayis is a large zayis? Beinani binen, the sheer zayis is a average zayis. By he zayis dosa lekamid Rabbi Yechonen zayis godl ava, Rabbi Yechonen ate from a large zayis, so that means, even after we deduct the pit from the zayis, there's still enough meat on the olive to be mashal mashir of a zayis beinani. That's a similar mice in Yerush in Bavli. But we see there was a pilpul on the hog of Rabbi Yochanan, but there's a different terrace. Vahasht, yave uvde dasha shalonu, hainu ahidi Yerushalmi. If this is the same story, and we see this two terutzim, the Yerushalmi said a terrace of Berye, and Bavli said a terrace of, that it was a Kazayis Godel, imkein, choylik al shalonu. So then it seems that the Bavli is choylik, leisamchin and aleim, leishani leim yishum de Berye. So then, we have a raya from Bavli that we don't hold this terrace. Bavli is a different terrace. Avu shema shnei maisim hoy. Maybe these are two different incidents. Vahudi Yerushalmi hoy Yisayi sholem. He ate the Zayis completely. Va'ochloi im hagarin. He ate it together with the garin, the havi berius, and then he's talking about kliva broch achoin, even less than a kizayis. Speaking about a small Zayis over there. Vahudi Yerushalmi shalom loy hoy yaboy garin. Shekein stam Zayis malich b'loy garinu. V'loy havi berius. The lochiru tzuch letaritz, the godol hoya. Bezayis the Yerushalmi will say we're speaking, but it's a different story. Kotten mizayis beinini hoya. So Taisvis does not know, is this the same maise, and then we have a raya that Bavli is chaylik on the Yerushalmi, or is this a different maise? V'roitze lohoitzi atzme misfeike, so what should you do? Tzor sheyoichol kezayis avilo bedova shubayis. So make sure to eat a kezayis. That means, don't just eat a berye and start clawing, what do you do now? No, eat some more. And you should eat a shir zayis. Period. V'daf kalinyim broche shalach reo. The whole shaila is, in the kezayis, a berye, a safke broche achoyne. Aval afonim, mabo efer lepoches be kezayis, b'chol dobo. That he did not make a brocha achroine, mishum de savolok Rabbi Yehuda, mashme, holofon of borich, birich, abavaisis, he made a brocha rishayne, labirich achav. So we see that the brocha rishayne is not dependent on the shir of the brocha achayne. And Perish Bekutris, also that he made a brocha rishayne. V'mrini b'yushalmi b'tchilas perketzim mevorchim, kol sha'oyma olav sholosh brochis, oyma lefona v'amaytzi lechem in ha'oretz. If you bench on something, so you make a maytzi. V'chol sha'oyma ol gimel brochis, and oyma ol v'amaytzi lechem in ha'oretz. Hosivun, arei poches mikizayis, unless you akash, that klal is not true, and a lesson as I say, no more of Shalish Borges, me at all the Yemer Lafond of a Maitzi Lechem in Oris. So the Yerushalmi answers, Omar Rabbi Yaakov Barache, no, this is not speaking about Shir. It's speaking about Amin. L'shal Minim Nitzach HaPerish. They also L'chalik Bein Dovo, she yesh Bein Kishir L'dovo, she ain't Bein Kishir. But also L'chalik Bein Pas L'shal Machel Shol Chameshes Aminim. That means, if you'll eat cooked chameshes haminim, so since you're not mevorach acha of sholish brochas, you don't make a moitzi, she mevorach an achal gimel brochas, you only make me'ein sholish, you don't make a moitzi, chen kuvet da'are, or pasabo bekisnim, which are types of bread, which you don't make, bichas namozen, you don't make a moitzi either. So you don't make a bichas hamozin, you don't make kedos. Upas oires v'doichen also shemivach nachem shalish bochse neimalei mamayt zelech minor. So kaponim you see claw from the Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi is that the pochas mikishir you don't bench and you make a moitzi. So you see claw that the bracha rishayne is not dependent on a shir of a bracha achayne. V'av gav de bereish keitzed mevochim nafkilon bracha betchile bekalvach oimer mi besoif. The Gemara says, how do you have to make a bracha rishayne mitchile a kalbochayme mitzayim kshusava mavach shirov leikolshke? So my mail, if I'm learning out from a bracha chayne, so it can't be better than a bracha chayne. You say dayoy. So my mail, so you should only be mechuyev to make a bracha rishayne when it's a kezayis. Become a kumashach lemeim a dayoy. V'mashim mavach mitchile. Ava gavloy mavach besay. Ta'isei kalbochayme ein elegir, it's not a limud. Ene legili milse baalme, it's not a limud. What's the raya? The bracha lefon of lavdi yereise, kedis nam peg mishe meise. Bal keri ala mozin mevorech lacha vene mevorech lefon of, because this is not the raise, this is not the rabona. Chebe perko ye koiri tanya payalim shay yoise meloch etzo balabayis, oichlim piton vene mevorech lefon of. Payalim, the damake bracha shayna, ala mevorech lachayim, shtay brachis. So memele, so you see it's at the rabbon. So it's at the rabbon, so it's not a real kavochaim, because be a real kavochaim, it should be similar to the bracha chaim. So sagili milsa balma doesn't, since it's not a real limud, it doesn't have to have the shiurim of a bracha chaim. Linyan shtiyah, what's the shiur of drinking? Nireh shemevochim akizayis yayin ala gefma priya gefma. Pri paskin lai trameya. Because the bracha chayin is not dependent on the shir of Yom Kippur. Teida, linyan achile, have a shir of Yom Kippur, kekeseves, that's the shir of Yisubi daite, in bracha mechayv lachav, because I, the locha keramek, the frishes. Bislaman diomel in Yikidish, also then tzorch malay lugmok, hilkach. So we see that the shir sviya is a kebeya. The kiva the nafkel on rameya shtiya mi visavoto. Kim kain boy kebeya. Le have a sviya bepochis. B'shem yesh lachalik ben shtiya lachila. Maybe the sadrusi shtiya lachila. The dilma sviya b'shtiya. That's true. The sviya of achila is a kebeya. But dilma sviya b'shtiya bepochis mi kebeya. Period. Han is shiurim de rabbonon in, ki demuch repeik mishe meisei, demuid in hoche maizkine doche shiurim de rabbonon. Bats a shiur de rabbonon in brochet lachal en metzine shum shiur ele ke zayis le rameya ke beye le rabbi hude. Akros machte bi yalma, de bereise bin in zwiye gemurre. Ha de mine peik schleusche she ochlu shimim ben shetach le game yudna ovid, that he made up, he was meitzi them with abichas amozen. Mash me de meitzi achem idei chavosem, at she yechol ke zayis, hobi ke zayis, doget meitzi. Ava bishamelech v'amalke mistom ochlu kedei soivam, v'idomi godl d'rabonon l'kotn d'rabonon, v'imapik d'yereise, da godl afilu l'yochel, klal o yeroi loitzi acherim, chen perishon bekundris, a godl meikir adin, without eating at all, could be meitzi acherim, d'rabonon said, misha ochlu yevorech, sabi, he could bench, mi d'rabonon, he could be meitzi acherim.